Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Queen of Soul bringing us back, Aretha, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm the king of small business. That's the story I'm sticking to. Welcome back, and thanks for hanging out with me. 17 Till tonight. I think I said that. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Pretty sure I haven't said that yet. So we're having a great visit with our good friend Jack Ulrich. Jack is a futurist, the author of Foresight 2020, also Jump the Curve, also the nanotechnology. What was the title of the nanotechnology book?
The next big thing is really small.
There you go. I love that. That's my favorite book of yours, Jack.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, I like all of them because I wouldn't be talking about them. But that was I think that was the first book you sent me, and
that's right. That's what started our relationship 9-10 years ago.
Yeah, still a great book. The next big thing is really small, folks. Check that one out too. Jack, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about how to future-proof your business, and you gave us a couple of good suggestions in the last segment. What's next?
Well, here's the easiest way for your listeners to remember. I call it my big aha moment, mm-hmm. but aha for me is an acronym, and it stands for awareness, humility, and action.
Mm-hmm.
So the first A is the awareness. Let's all just be aware that the world is changing.
Pay attention.
Warp speed. And, you know, so we know that there is new advances in mobile, social technology, advances in nanotechnology, robotics, genomics, the Internet of Things, sensors, big data. All of these are, of course, real trends. And not every one of them is going to affect every aspect of your small business. But a few of them are. And again, the awareness is just find the time, step back from your daily grind, read different thought pieces, and then begin thinking about how your business might change.
You know, I don't, so much of whatever success I've had, whatever things I've done that turned out well, and all of them haven't, and I haven't always been successful, but whenever I have, I attribute a lot of it to two things, a dangerous curiosity and paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And none of those cost anything.
That's right. But if I could pick up on something you just said that is really important, and small business owners have to hear it. You said, not everything I've tried has worked. But my bet is you learned a lot from it.
Oh, yeah.
And here's the big shift that is going on, Jim, and a lot of small business leaders don't understand it. They still believe, and there is importance to strategic planning, but the world is changing at such speed mm-hmm. that we're going to have to replace or supplement strategic planning with a culture of experimentation.
Right.
We don't know what is going to work, and you're going to have to get more comfortable with taking small risks, small experiments, iterating, trying things.
Right.
And you know what? Not every one of those is going to work out, but learn from it, and here's what
you know. You know what? You know what's interesting? That's one of the chapters in my first book, my banana book, and that's the chapter people talk to me about the most when they talk about that book.
I believe it. And here's another trick for future proofing. Your job as a leader is not to punish failure; mm-hmm. it is to amplify successes.
Right.
And so your job is to find out, learn from the mistakes, but then really apply yourself to amplifying the successes and figuring out how they can grow so that you can grow your business and serve your customers better.
But you bring up an important point there, Jack, on the failures, and I've said this 1,000 times. You have to be prepared to ask your people when things don't work out. You have to be prepared to ask them, what did we learn? Because if you're going to be a constant experimenter, if you're going to be constantly innovating and leading change, you've got to be prepared to say, what did we learn?
Right. And, you know, one leader, what she has done with her business is she said, look, I want you to take risks. I want you to experiment, but I recognize that we're going to have some mistakes. And every month she awards what she calls a heroic failure award, some risk that some employee took that didn't work out. But then the whole purpose of that award is to have the whole company say, what can we learn from this?
But it
also sends a really powerful message to everyone else. Say, look, I'm not going to punish the failures. We're going to learn from them, and you're that's going to be what helps us future-proof our business.
And when you can do that, then you can call yourself a leader, Jack. Because if you can't do that, then you're not a leader, you're a driver.
And
drivers don't survive long in the 21st century.
No, they do not.
Yeah. All right, what else? And they also create casualty lists, drivers do.
Yeah. You know, and this gets back to the awareness. One of the other things is, and as a futurist, you know, some people say, oh, you know, you're a visionary. But you know what? I think that there's too much emphasis on sort of the ability to see. Of course, that's important. Mm-hmm. You know what good leaders do? They need to become listeners, people who can listen really well to your customers, to your employees, I mean, who become aware through listening. Of course, there's that old adage, you know, we have one mouth and two ears, and we should use them in proportion to one another. And
I don't
think that enough of us do that. So figure out who you should be listening to. And here's one of the best ways
Hold on to that thought, Jack. I'm going to let you pick that up on the other side of this break.
All right.
Jumpthecurve.com, right?
That is correct.
That's the website, folks. That's where you can find out more about Jack and all of his books and all the work that he does. 10 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Tony Williams and the Platters to take us out. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
My need is such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.